Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
This is episode 15. We are going to revisit something that worked in the past that we got a lot of requests about, and that is changing movie titles into adult-themed titles. It went really well. We've received literally hundreds of emails, messages through Facebook and other Instagram accounts and stuff like that, saying that we should do that, that was the funniest part. It had them cracking up. We just needed some time to gather, you know.
Some more
and come up, you know, with ones on our own. We're not looking online and finding ones that are already out there. So if it does repeat, it just, that's coincidence.
Again, yep, totally coincidental.
Yeah, but we are coming up with these on our own. Mike has not shared his list with me. I have not shared my list with him. This is going to be a genuine reaction, just like last time. And then after that,
we are going to discuss a pretty cool topic. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
That's going to be fun. So, without further ado, we revisit adult movie titles created by the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. Michael, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Flesh Gordon.
Flesh Gordon.
Flesh.
The witches that eat dick. Starting off strong.
Yeah, that's a good one. The Ascenders, Infinity Whore.
Ascenders. Booty and the Feast.
Booty and the Feast.
Oh, my God.
Pulp Friction.
If we have a duplicate, just say it right afterwards. So I had that, but it was Gulp Friction.
Gulp Friction.
You go ahead and do another.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Inch.
What's his name? M. Night Shyamalan? Oh my God. That's funnier than the movie title. M. Night Shyamalan. Netflix's The Turd Box.
Jumanji's.
Oh my God.
Reservoir Hogs. This one might be one of my favorite. Jojo Rabbit.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Classic. Charlie's Dangles.
Breast Side Story.
Breast Side Story. Oh, yeah. Tom Shanks in A Beautiful Day on Your Neighbor's Wood.
Oh, God, I like that you're getting the actors in there. Butch Cassidy and the Bundance Kid.
The Two Pokes.
Goodwill Humping.
Oh. Did you have that one? I have one similar. Goodwill Cunting.
That one's better, just rhymes a little bit better. Oh, man. Ferris Bueller's Jack Off.
Jack Off. I'm not going to school.
Jacking off. I'm jacking off all day. That's the whole movie.
I know you already did one similar to this, but Beauty and the Beast, Eality.
Beastiality. The pause. I'm waiting for it. I'm like, completely normal. When's it coming? Cockwork Orange. Cockwork Orange.
Disney's dangled.
Chiz knees. Jacob's bladder.
Oh my God. Christopher Throbbin.
Oh dear.
The safe word is honey.
Oh God.
Spit on it first.
Winnie the Pooh Tang.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my God. All right, here we go. Inspect her gadgets.
Rad Max Fury Load.
The Wolf of Ball Skeet.
Ball Skeet. The Mouth with Cock in Its Jaws.
You know what's good when I gotta do a complete 360 to laugh?
The Squirt Locker. My last one.
Bring it home.
Harry Twatter and the Prisoner of Asking Bang.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's classic stuff, yeah, right there.
That is good stuff. That is podcast gold. I don't care what anybody says.
It was amazing.
Oh, honey.
I am so hard right now.
So on to the next segment, which is...
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Well, I've given this lots of thought because there's literally so many that could have its benefits and downfalls and everything like that. So I want to pick like the most perfect one. I think invisibility would be my number one. And I know the first thing maybe your mind jumps to is invisibility. We're going into a lot of women's showers and locker rooms.
I went there.
Yeah. Your mind immediately.
That's where I went.
But I don't think like that, Mike. I don't.
No.
No. So yeah, there would be lots of visits and stuff like that for fun and... But just the amount of things you could do. First of all, you could see who's talking crap. Mm. Like, you could just walk right up to people's conversations as they're going, like, Dave Nichols, yeah, he's hung like a horse. Like, I hate him.
He's hung like a horse.
Because that's a frequent conversation that's happening all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just wish his junk wasn't so big.
If his dick wasn't so big, he'd be a much nicer person.
His personality is great, but his dick is too big. I don't like it.
He'd be far more likable if his penis wasn't so big.
Yeah, what's he got, like a Hillshire's Farm sausage in his penis? I mean, what is that? What is that? So yeah, I would love to hear people's conversations and see what they really think about you. You know, just, and maybe you wouldn't use it as like an anger thing, like, you know, I'm really pissed off that they said that about me. That's, you know, what the hell? But maybe as a way to improve, like, man, I'm shocked that they think of me like that. You know, maybe they don't understand, like, the joking and stuff like that doesn't mean I'm a pervert. It means I'm goofy and having fun. So, but, you know, then maybe you kind of get the realization of, like, oh, maybe they just don't understand those kind of jokes and I don't talk like that around them anymore, you know,
yeah,
or whatever. But it would just be very awesome to hear everybody's conversation. But
then if they hated you, you could just jack off on them and they would never know. what is this?
And that Dave Nichols is...
Oh, what? I think a bird just shit on me.
We're not even outside, which is weird.
Which is weird. What was that? The ceiling leaking? Oh, it's salty.
Yeah, it's salty too. Yeah. Well, I was kind of hungry, and I'm watching my carbs, so it'll work.
That's 3 points.
Well, Weight Watchers, 3 points.
But yeah, I think, you know, I would also use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'd be hard not to use it for the wrong things, like as far as a little short on money this week. Maybe I'll just mosey my way on into the bank and take out a little deposit loan. Or, you know, take out a little loan, a deposit. I'm like giving them money as I'm invisible. They're like, where did all this extra money come from? But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would do that. Of course, and here's the other question though. Is everything you touch invisible, or would it still, you know, like, so if you grabbed a stack of money, would people just see like money floating through the air?
Yeah, I would say with that, yeah, that they okay. would see inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Would
still
be
they don't have you on camera, so they just maybe post it up. This just in, breaking news. Flying money at the Huntington Bank in But yeah, so you just see little stacks of money floating. I think people would be freaked out enough that they wouldn't even call the police on you.
So you would use it for bad.
I don't know. Well. You know what, the good person in me probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I would definitely eavesdrop on people's conversations, that's for darn sure. But I do think it would come in handy. There's probably things I'm not thinking of right now, like where that invisibility would come in handy. So yeah, that's my...
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm sure there's more. I would love to hear our listeners that would feel free to answer, you know, what their superpower would be. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll post a lot of this on as the topic on our social media pages. But if somebody picks invisibility, maybe they're thinking of things that I'm forgetting about, like what you would do with invisibility, because there's got to be more.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be more to it.
Slack off at work.
Oh, I don't need
to. Oh, the boss is coming.
Yeah. Oh, he must be working hard somewhere. Weird, though. His chair is moving a little bit, but he's not there.
Oh, what the?
What the fuck? She gets jizzed on, too. Oh, my God.
That's
like my thing. Like, that's a, man.
Yeah, remember how I told you I would probably use it for good? I've just been masturbating on everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that got in my mouth.
What
Yo, what the fuck is that? The weirdest ectoplasm ever.
I don't remember putting that on my ham sandwich. I don't know, man. It's turned into a fetish. I can't stop.
You're like, you started out by going on people's faces, then you're going on their sandwiches.
You're just checking off everywhere.
You're eating lunch with somebody, and then just like mid-sense, you're like, disappear. You're like, where did he go? Oh, man, my wife put mayonnaise on the sandwich again.
What is this, organic mayonnaise?
Jesus, this sucks. It's like a balsamic vinegar.
Vinaigrette.
Is this a vinaigrette?
The balsamic vinegar.
Vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette.
So, your superpower, what would you pick?
You know, I at first I was like, it'd be kind of cool to read people's minds, but I was like, I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, because you'd always, their thoughts would always be in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And,
ooh. Yeah, I don't want to know what people think.
Yeah.
Already worry about that too much anyway.
Think about, Mel Gibson had that in that What Women
yeah,
Want.
What Women.
Yeah.
Not me, Dave. Wish I had the superpower to make my wife finish.
Oh, man. There it is, the one superpower.
There it is.
There it is.
That's it.
That's it.
Actually, I think it'd be really cool to be able to teleport.
Hmm. Explain why that would be your power.
You don't have to get on the plane. You True. Can pretty much go anywhere you want just by... Just
Only you, though. Could you hold on to people and teleport others?
Mm.
It'd be like my money invisibility thing.
Yeah, true. No.
It could only be you.
It would. Yeah, I guess it would only be me.
So you're not saving money on that Disney vacation, then?
No.
No. Well, you but only have to buy three plane tickets then rather than four.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll meet you there.
Yep. Beer. Man, I've been here just sipping beer. And
I could be, yeah. I could come home for work and be like, hey, I'm going to the Outer Banks for a little bit.
Yeah. Your teleporting sounds like a vibrator. What's Mike doing in the bathroom? Oh, he's just teleporting. He's been teleporting for quite some time. He's been teleporting now for about 30 minutes. Man, yeah, that'd be a...
If you think me texting you at obscure times when you're kind of in the middle of something with the old lady, imagine me teleporting. Hey, what's up? Oh, I'll come back.
I think Mike's still in the corner teleporting. That's all right. We're going to finish anyway. Oh, man. Or like you see your boss coming at work and you're like, he's like, I need someone to stay over. That's weird. I thought Mike was just here.
He didn't even clock out first. Forgot to clock out.
But I need you. Yeah, that would come in handy for sure. Man.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, just bam, go anywhere you want. Just,
yeah.
I mean, it'd just be you, obviously, but
yeah.
Which would suck, but the wife would get over it. You were in Vegas again, weren't you?
I wasn't in, and I wasn't. Shut up. I wasn't. But I.
I don't feel like having this kind of.
You teleported back to Vegas.
Why do you smell like booze and strippers?
I don't know. I don't know. Why do you smell like booze and strippers? You been stripping? You making money? Where's the money? Ugh, I need money.
Here's the dollar. Buy yourself something pretty. I need that dollar back.
Old Cinnamon needs it. She's in a routine of Hit Me Baby One More Time. And I like that song. So I'm going to give it to her. The dollar's hers.
Give me it back.
Yeah. Do you have four quarters? Because
I love you.
Oh, you're not Cinnamon. You're my wife. Hold on. I teleported to the wrong place. You play dumb, you say hun like 14 times before you answer the question because you're trying to come up with a great answer. Where have you been? What was the question?
What?
I was driving home from work. It's 11:30 p.m. I know. Buzz had me working late again. He's not nice.
It's only 7:30 in Vegas.
Yeah.
Which is where I wasn't at.
Where?
But yeah, that would be mine. That to be able to teleport, I think. Yeah.
And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
All right. So today we came up with more adult themed movie titles created by Mike and I.
Mm-hmm. We also discussed, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? Me and Dave said ours. We want to hear yours. So go ahead and go over to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and let us know if you could have one superpower, what would it be? We want to hear from you.
So with that, this is the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And we'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Out.